This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Thanksgiving morning, China is warning the United States there will be consequences for Congress passing and President Trump signing a bill that supports anti-government protesters in Hong Kong. The Chinese foreign minister summoning the U.S. ambassador and demanding that Washington immediately stop interfering in China's domestic affairs. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade continuing in New York under sunny skies, and diminished winds were good news, as there had been earlier concerns that they would keep those balloons from flying.
This is our very first time, lifelong New Yorker, and it's on my bucket list. And now that I have a four-year-old who can appreciate it, we decided to come.
Other Thanksgiving traditions continue today, including the broadcast of the National Dog Show and three NFL football games. And this is USA Radio News.
Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
North Korea has reportedly fired at least one unidentified projectile. That's according to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. It's the 13th time this year the North has carried out an apparent weapons test. Today will be that big Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York, but meanwhile a North Carolina town is canceling its Christmas parade, concerned it might be disrupted. Officials in Garner say they made the decision because of chatter on Facebook and Twitter about a float being sponsored by the Sons of Confederate Veterans. The town manager says he knows residents are disappointed about the decision.
Hopefully they'll understand that safety was paramount. Everybody's seen some of the things that can happen when opposing groups get together, and that was our major concern.
Authorities in Port Neches, Texas still can't say when people living near a petrochemical plant there will be allowed to return to their homes after the plant exploded and burned early yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
A federal judge puts a temporary hold on a ruling earlier this week requiring former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify before the House in its impeachment inquiry. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The judge issued an administrative stay of 7 days in response to the Department of Justice's motion for a stay pending its appeal of the earlier ruling. On Monday, the judge denied efforts by the White House to block McGahn from testifying in the impeachment proceedings, writing that presidents are not kings, however busy or essential a presidential aide might be, and whatever their proximity to sensitive domestic and national security projects, the president does not have the power to excuse him or her from taking an action that the law requires, Jackson wrote. Justice Department lawyers made the case that lawmakers cannot force by subpoena any members of the Trump administration. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler subpoenaed McGahn in April before the impeachment proceedings were officially announced and filed a lawsuit in August seeking to compel his testimony after he defied the subpoena at Trump's direction. The president announced McGahn's departure from the White House in August 2018, shortly after he shared details in the Mueller report about the firing of former FBI Director James Comey, Trump's desire to have Attorney General Jeff Sessions oversee the Russia probe, and the president's attempts to fire Robert Mueller.
Again, that's Wendy King. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous in the theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Another day. And more than a dollar, hopefully. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us, author of the book Silent No More. He is also, we're going to talk also about another one of his books, The Battle to Secure America's Borders. We're also, before we even get into that, Dr. Corsi, I wanted to get your read on the hearings. For you that have got caught up in the nexus and the web of all this this witch hunting that has been going on since even before President Trump took a walk down Pennsylvania Avenue, you know firsthand this kind of recklessness that our country has found itself in. And I say recklessness because due process and the rule of law seem to be thrown out the window here for the sake of the ambitions of the deep state and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats and the left wing of the party to do everything they can to get control of the White House once again.
Well, Bill, thank you very much. I'm glad, great to be back with you. And I'm still thanking God, my wife and I and family are, that I rejected Mueller's, I thought, fraudulent plea deal when they wanted me to plead to a process crime. I didn't contact Assange. That was what it was all. They wanted me to make their case. They wanted me to lie. They were supporting perjury for me to make their collusion case against President Trump. If I had allowed them to break me, being afraid they'd go to prison the rest of my life, or I take this plea deal, I told them to take a hike. My wife woke up one morning, it was Thanksgiving last year, about this time, and she said, "I'd rather visit you the rest of your life in prison than have you not be the man I married." And when my wife said that, I knew we could say to these guys, "We're not going to take your deal." The hearings yesterday, I didn't think there could be a worse performance than Representative Nadler and Mueller. I thought that was a disaster. I guess I was wrong, because I thought yesterday with Schiff and his two State Department guys was even worse than Mueller's performance. It was a complete bust. And it was so bad. I mean, in the cross-exam, this William Taylor and, his buddy, both admitted that they only had hearsay information.
Exactly.
Jim Jordan pointed out, it was, this guy told that guy who told this guy who told that guy who told this guy who told me. It was third or fourth degree hearsay. And, I mean, that's like That's about water cooler discussion, and, yeah. You know, around the water cooler at the business office.
It's the game it's the game of telephone that you and I learned as kids growing up, right?
It is. It's gossip. It's gossip. Mm-hmm. And you can't have the idea that, you know, that Schiff, who I think must have lost his mind somewhere or other. I mean, he, even looking to me like he's psychologically not all there.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole point of predicating, these are his two big witnesses. This is the Nancy Pelosi drum roll to impeachment. And these two guys look like they're out of central casting. They're, one of them's wearing a three-piece suit. Mm-hmm. Craig was bought about 1950 in a bow tie, and they're lecturing the President of the United States that their State Department policy from the Obama era was superior to President Trump's. In fact, President Trump is using irregular channels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I've got a clue for the State Department. It's not mentioned in Article 2 of the Constitution, which gives the President the power to do all foreign policy without any mention. I don't recall the State Department being mentioned.
Exactly.
In the Constitution.
Right.
I guess they didn't read that paragraph.
Well, they're self-appointed, you know. That's the deal. And the way they talked about it, I thought, I hope people are listening to them. And, you know, to your point, exactly. It's like, this is our State Department, it's our foreign policy. What? Are you kidding me? You're not the President of the United States.
Yeah, their job is to enact the policies of the President of the United States. And if he doesn't want to consult them, if he wants to, you know, go get Rudy Giuliani. And I thought Sean Hannity had an excellent point last night when he pointed out Harry Hopkins, who was a friend of FDR's, who lived in the White House during World War II and went on emissary missions and talked to Stalin and Churchill during World War II on behalf of President Roosevelt. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a emissary like Harry Hopkins or Rudy Giuliani.
Exactly.
Intervening on behalf of the president. And the president, look, my solution to the State Department after listening yesterday, and by the way, Bill, I felt like I was back in college again listening to some boring political science professor, you know, reading out of his notes for a 50-minute lecture, or the opening statements. I mean, the guy's talking about his family and his father and this war and that war and Ukraine. I mean, the average American doesn't know very much about Ukraine. And these guys were in the weeds with State Department diplomatic talk. I mean, even the way they looked, I think it was a performance the American people needed to see. And my solution to the State Department is move it to the Aleutian Islands. Doesn't have to be in Washington. Let's see how many of these career Georgetown Beltway diplomats with their tidy little globalist ideas want to move.
Yes, exactly. Well, you bring up several great points here, Jerome, and the one thing, and this is something that I've been focusing on a lot lately, and that has to do with your thinking and how your brain can be rewired to accept delusional thought and ideas. And you'd kind of suggested this a little bit with, you know, what's happening with Adam Schiff. He just seems affected. And I think that it's the result, the sum total of this stinking thinking that Zig Ziglar used to talk about. And what makes it so dangerous is that, you know, it all starts with our thoughts. And then next thing you know, it starts, you know, creating actions and habits and character and destiny. It's a dangerous road that we're on. And this might be a lesson for all of America to see. Look, if you abandon the truth, you can be crazy, too. And this is absolute insanity because I'm watching this and I'm going, you know, I want my money back. This is a bad movie.
Well, in fact, it's at the heart of this intolerant democratic socialism. I mean, this is going to destroy the Democratic Party. The Democrats are now Democrat socialists in the European sense. They're communists. They're headed that way. And it's intolerant. It doesn't believe in a Second Amendment. Doesn't believe in a First Amendment. I mean, it was startling yesterday, you know, one of the Democrats was even arguing that hearsay evidence is better than direct evidence. I mean, you know, some of the corollaries here is you don't need a crime to impeach the president. And by the way, if hearsay is only trumped by making up what you thought they saw, which is how Schiff started this whole thing in the original hearing.
Exactly, exactly.
And besides, the other corollary here to this thinking, which is like a Stalin trial, is that you are guilty before the trial. First, you're guilty. Now let's have the trial. Hearsay evidence is better than direct evidence.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need any facts here. We don't need to be confused by the truth. And by the way, if we don't have hearsay that convicts you, we'll just make up what we thought you
right.
said, and then we'll convict you on that.
Yep.
Now, that's not American justice. And the American people watch this kabuki theater or clown show, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I think the Democrats would be well advised right now to call a recess to these hearings. Today's hearing is going to be another equal disaster. We've got another sanctimonious State Department official, this Marie Yovanovitch, who was mm-hmm. fired. She was in our embassy telling everybody in Ukraine, don't worry about Donald Trump. He's going to be impeached.
Talk about upending his foreign policy efforts.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in the living. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Jerome Corsi continues with us, the investigative reporter. And I'll tell you, Jerome, Donald Trump has been quite the catalyst and quite the exposing agent. Without Donald Trump, without 63 million people voting for Donald Trump, we would not know what we know today. We all had an idea that there was corruption, but I don't think we realized that it was this deep. Now, you suggest that with the Democratic Socialists taking over the Democrats, and I agree with you, and we've been saying the same thing for a number of months, that they're heading for an abyss, and it's going to be quite cataclysmic, that will take them years to get back on their feet, because this is going to be absolute devastating to them to realize that democratic socialism and socialism overall, as Donald Trump announced to a cheering crowd, will never happen in America. Although we've had some tastes of it, and maybe because of the taste, we realize that it is not good for America, and maybe that's a bit of a border wall for us. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, socialism has a bottom line, and it leads to mediocrity, it leads to death. It leads to central control, all the very things that you mentioned earlier that the Democrats want to do. They want to obliterate the very U.S. Constitution that is foundational to this democratic republic.
Well, Bill, my religion is very deep, and I see the hand of God in this. I mean, the whole Trump derangement syndrome has pushed the Democrats. They're driving their socialist car off the cliff. I mean, the American people, the business community is rejecting Elizabeth Warren. They don't have a candidate. Hillary Clinton is not going to run. She'd be the first three-time loser since William Jennings Bryan in the Democratic Party in 1908. And, you know, you basically have a situation where the American people are getting a chance because the Democrats have just rushed to the finish line with their socialist ideas to see how intolerant this is. And Donald Trump is remarkable in his ability to stay on task despite the unrelenting criticism and abuse. And I believe in his second term, he can address things like, let's get free speech back into the universities. Let's quit this intolerance. Let's end this out-of-control entitlement spending, which is going to bankrupt the nation. Donald Trump needs four more years in order to accomplish these goals. And I think Adam Schiff he is the best campaign manager for Donald Trump I've ever seen. I think watching these hearings, and I think today is going to be another disaster for the Democrats. We have another State Department official lined up for today who's got only hearsay and gripes and anger that the State Department, that she was fired. How dare the president fire her? Well, you know, somebody ought to read her employment contract. She serves at the president's pleasure.
Exactly.
She can be fired for any reason. Mm-hmm. And that she thinks she's entitled to set Ukrainian policy and to dictate what the Ukrainians ought to do, that even violates, as a globalist, violates the UN requirements that ambassadors to foreign countries do not interfere in their private, in Ukraine's affairs. And she did. I've got records that she supported George Soros and she supported and protected Burisma and Hunter Biden. She is going to be in for, I think, some severe cross-examination today, and I'll be watching every minute of it.
We'll have to wait and see, because just like with the Kavanaugh hearings, are they going to get away with this kind of stuff that's being exposed right now, Jerome? And the thing that is happening, even like the deal with Joe Biden, Joe Biden says, it's no crime, I can't believe this stuff. I mean, he's the one that indicted himself when he said he put the pressure on the president of Ukraine to say, you better fire that special prosecutor. If he's not fired, I'm leaving in 6 hours, and you can forget your $1.5 billion, right?
Well, Biden's beginning to sound like Baghdad Bob. You know, there's nothing to see here. We don't have to worry about it.
Right.
You know, I trust the American people.
Yes.
They can see, and they have still a basic moral compass. I mean, the idea that the whistleblower, that Schiff is holding this whistleblower secret, and that Trump may be in a Senate trial for for the presidency when he was duly elected and cannot know the name of the whistleblower or confront them, I think Lindsey Graham is right. This is just beyond the pale of American justice. And the American people know that these secret accusations and kangaroo courts are not the way we want to run our government. And the Democrats, all they want to do is power, power, power. To impeach Donald Trump has been their theme since before the inauguration. It's unacceptable, I believe, to me and I think to the average American person.
I think you're right.
Exactly.
The American people are a lot smarter than this. They get it. You know, they've had it with this deal about confusion over gender. 62, 63 gender options now in California. They've had it with, transsexuals doing story time and exposing their body parts to their grandkids and their kids. I mean, all this stuff is unhinged. This is totally insane. And it really is going to require quite the revolution of reasonable people, common sense men and women to come together and finally say enough is enough. And so all this stuff that's happening on the world stage, as you say, and I'm with you, being a man of faith as well, is that this is no surprise to God. This is all coming to a head for a specific reason, and I think the reason is positive, Jerome, and that is that America will have a chance to revive itself. And that, unless God decides to say, okay, look, at the prophetic clock is moving up here a little bit quicker and we're going to have Jesus come back sooner. But barring that, I think America, like Nineveh, is going to get an opportunity to revive itself because it's seeing the reality and the truth of what happens when you turn your back on God and you want to ignore the truth.
Well, there's good biblical justification for that if we get on our knees and pray, mm-hmm, and repent, God will hear the prayers, and God will intervene in order to heal our land. And I wrote a book on the Battle of Bastogne called No Greater Valor,
yes,
which really was demonstrating, I believe, that God does intervene with prayer.
Yes.
I'm very confident that this is actually a wake-up call that God is allowing the nation to see. In order, you can say, do we want to go this way or that way?
Mm-hmm.
We want to become like Adam Schiff and have ourselves be in a trial where we have no lawyer defending us and we're guilty before we start from a witness we can't know? Or do we want to go the other way, which I think Jim Jordan is leading the charge?
Exactly.
We want to return to due process and the true, fair measures of judicial systems, which all Americans can treasure, thanks to our founding fathers and the Constitution.
Well, Dr. Corsi, we've got a couple minutes left, and I did want to talk about the smart wall. Explain to our audience what's going on with building the smart wall.
Well, we have a proposal now in front of the White House and the Department of Homeland Security, and this product is called TerraBlock, TerraBlock, and the company is HESDO, HESDO. It's a military system that was used by the Department of Defense around the world. It is being used to protect our troops in harm's way. It's rapid deployment. If you watch the videos, go to the internet, just type in TerraBlock, TerraBlock, and HESCO, HESCO. You can see it being dropped in the field, assembled that day. The Army Corps can assemble it. It's backloaded with dirt. It's a smart wall. You'll see videos of a semi-truck trying to get through it. At 50 miles an hour, it can't break the barrier. A remaining 1,350 miles of the border can be secured. A TerraBlock could be put into place at a construction cost of under $1 billion.
Wow.
The entire border can be secured by Election Day that's coming up in November through 2020. Remember, this is a military system. It's being used in rapid deployment. Our military can't say, we'll wait 3 years for you to get 30-foot barriers put in place where, the president's deployed us to Syria or Iraq or wherever. We need a compound secured within 24 hours. That's what HESCO does. If this can protect our troops in combat zones, and HESCO can protect our people in the border in a drug war.
Wow, what a great idea. We're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com too, Dr. Corsi. I appreciate that. TerraBlock from HESCO, HESCO. Dr. Jerome Corsi, investigative reporter, author of Silent No More, right here. Thank you, Jerome. Take care. God bless. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Thanksgiving morning, China is warning the United States there will be consequences for Congress passing and President Trump signing a bill that supports anti-government protesters in Hong Kong. The Chinese foreign minister summoning the U.S. ambassador and demanding that Washington immediately stop interfering in China's domestic affairs. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade continuing in New York under sunny skies, and diminished winds were good news, as there had been earlier concerns that they would keep those balloons from flying.
This is our very first time, lifelong New Yorker, and it's on my bucket list. And now that I have a four-year-old who can appreciate it, we decided to come.
Other Thanksgiving traditions continue today, including the broadcast of the National Dog Show and three NFL football games. And this is USA Radio News.
Thanksgiving is also National Family Health History Day, a good time to talk to your family about their health. Did you know that Ancestry Health is now delivering actionable insights for you and your family to help you start down the path toward better health? Marjan Champine, an Ancestry spokesperson, was a board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable, consumer, and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
To start down the path toward better health, visit ancestry.com/health.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Green silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea. There lies a land I once lived in.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Okay, I want you to raise your right hand. You're going to swear after me. This holiday season, I promise to toast and not roast someone. I understand the environment is very tempting, and we've kind of been a little out of control here, a little harsh with our words, but we can be a little bit kinder this holiday season, okay? Because it is a season to be jolly, yet for many people, the holidays can also be synonymous with stress. And one way to make sure the experience is warm this holiday season is slow down, remember to acknowledge all the things and people in your life that make you feel grateful, and don't rush into that parking spot at the shopping mall, okay? Honking your horns and knocking people out of the way. We can calm down a little bit, okay? We're going to talk about gratitude. You know, gratitude is a thankful appreciation for what you receive, whether tangible or intangible. With gratitude, you acknowledge the goodness in your life, and because in the process, you recognize that the source of that goodness lies at least partially outside of ourselves. Gratitude also helps us connect to something larger than our individual experience, whether to other people, nature, or a higher power for that matter. Tom Segura joins us. Yes, the stand-up comedian, writer, actor, and podcaster brings his sense of humor, and maybe we can lighten things up a little bit, Tom. What do you think this holiday season?
Yeah, sure. First of all, I just want to say it's quite an intro. I feel like you're almost like a professional broadcaster or something. That was great, man.
Don't tell me. I'm still practicing, Tom. I want to be like you when I grow up.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, yeah, man, that's great. I mean, I feel like I'm always snarky and sarcastic and roasting people and just saying awful things. But this practice, I find it to be incredibly beneficial to both. So it was to me when I did it, and I think people will enjoy it. It feels good mm-hmm. to take a moment and just kind of celebrate somebody else in your life.
It really kind of counters the movement today, as I mentioned in the intro. There is this very aggressive and mean attitude, and because it is so, and you know, comedy works on the opposite of what's going on, and has a tendency to stop us in our tracks. So if you can capture people that are going in the wrong direction, and you snap their necks a little bit in a comedic manner, you start getting some positive attention.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's certainly true, and I feel like, you know, I don't know, culturally it feels like there's a lot of you know, kind of harshness out there. Mm-hmm. Whether you're watching the news or you're on social media, there's like kind of a negative force field that you sense everywhere. But you know, it's kind of the nice thing about this whole campaign is that it's really positive overall. It's like it's taking a moment to. Mm-hmm. To show appreciation to people in your life or somebody that they might not even know. A lot of times they don't what they mean to you.
Exactly.
So taking that time to do that, it puts a nice spin on things, and you really feel the bond with them after you do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, and to your earlier point, according to the survey, most Americans, 84%, agree that in general, people do not express their appreciation for others as often as they should.
Yeah, I would say that certainly seems accurate. I mean, no one tells me anything, so.
Well, we see a lot of diplomats on TV these days that feel unappreciated, don't we?
Yeah, sounds like you got C-SPAN on.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, you know, maybe a little bit more than I need to, but I have to for this job. But still, you know, that's what I think. It's like sometimes you just feel like you want to go through the screen and, hey, can I give you a hug? You know, you just you need a hug.
You know what's funny, man? I have two kids and they're very young, but my oldest is almost 4. And when I go to school and pick him up, all the kids hug each other goodbye.
Isn't that cool?
And if adults did that, that would be way healthier.
Yeah,
I was like, this is how they say goodbye every day?
Yeah.
They hug each other goodbye every day.
Yeah. Maybe we can follow their lead to show gratitude this holiday season. What do you think?
I think so. I mean, if we're not going to start hugging, I mean, that could create new problems for you. Maybe you just toast somebody. You grab a Sam Adams. You say,
that's right.
Raise a toast. You tell somebody what they mean to you, how they've affected you, how much you appreciate them, and then, you know, post it. Tag someone. Tag Sam Adams Beer, Samuel Adams Beer, excuse me. Hashtag toast someone and just express it, you know. Tell somebody what they mean to you.
Exactly. Yeah, you might be right. If we hug a little preemptively, we might get hashtagged, and that'll give us the opposite of what we're trying to do here. You know, so
just get a fine disclosure, you know.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Approval.
Yeah, I want to hug you. Before I hug you, can you sign off on this? I mean, this has gotten so ridiculous. But hey, on the positive end, let's talk about the Toast Someone campaign that we're, you know, kind of dancing around here. And this is really neat. I love this idea.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, you know, Sam Adams came up with this idea, and a bunch of my comedian friends, I've seen them doing it, and yeah, I was excited to get involved. So, you know, for my personal one, I actually toasted my wife, who's not just my wife and the mother of my kids, but also my podcast co-host, my business partner, and I don't feel like I tell her enough how much she means to me. So it was a very rewarding thing to do. I'm really happy I did it. And, you know, she was uncomfortable while we did it, but
right.
Really appreciated it afterwards.
Yeah, without a doubt. So how do we get involved here, Tom?
Very easy. You know, all you have to do is, you know, you seek out the person you want to express that toast to, the express your gratitude towards. You grab a Sam Adams Boston Lager or two. You raise a toast. Take a photo, you know, tell them
tell them from the heart. Just let it spill out of you. People think it's they overthink it, try to make it complicated. It's not. The words will come out of you. They'll see the look in your eye. You just give them that toast, and then, like I said, just hashtag toast someone, tag Samuel Adams Beer as well, and just have fun with it, man. And people, I'm telling you, whoever you choose to toast, to raise a glass to, is going to really appreciate it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, as you found out, I mean, this is the thing. You know, it goes back to that old saying that it's better to give than receive. And in a way, when you are, you know, giving the best, you know, which is, you know, you're sharing from your heart to somebody. I mean, what a great gift for the season, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what could be better than somebody telling you that they really, you know, appreciate you, but, you know, especially like when they don't express it often. It's like it's just a cool thing to feel that from somebody, like, especially a lot of times, you know, it's easy to think of somebody and you go, yeah, I really, you know, that person, I don't know what I'd do without them. But if you don't tell them, you know, how do they know?
Exactly.
It's a really powerful thing when it's actually expressed.
Yeah, before it's too late. So for people that say, Tom, you know, I want to do this, but how do I start?
You just think about, first you got to just think of the person who you want to say it to. I think you don't have to get, you know, too rehearsed on it. Like, as long as you have the person thought out and you look at them and you start telling them, hey, you know, I just wanted to tell you, you'd be surprised. It'll just come out of you. It doesn't have to be poetry. It just has to be sincere. So you just tell the person, this is how I feel, and believe me, the impact will be there. You'll feel it. The recipient will feel it. It's a great thing to do. It'll change your holiday season.
Without a doubt. Worst case, you just grab the neck end of the Samuel Adams bottle, and hit it on the front of your forehead, and you'll be surprised what comes spotting out, right?
Exactly.
It's genius.
Crack a bottle open.
Exactly. Tom Segura, stand-up comedian, writer, actor, and podcaster. As we wrap things up, Tom, where can people go for more information?
Oh, go to TomSegura.com for me, and go to SamuelAdams.com to get more information on this toast. You can also follow them, Samuel Adams Beer, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Has all the information. Go to SamuelAdams.com. Get inspired. You'll love it.
Hey, Tom, have a great holiday. Appreciate it. Thanks, buddy. Take care.
No problem. Thank you.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org, and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, in over 320 markets across this great country that we enjoy living in. Hey, boy, I got a real treat for you. We're going to be talking with Tom Juneau. It's all Tom's fault, this movie that's coming out just in time for Thanksgiving to really raise our spirits. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and it's all because of Tom Juneau. Tom, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Phil.
Hey, what a great opportunity for you. I mean, here it is, as you said in a previous interview, your career, although it was quite stellar, I mean, you're a celebrated award-winning journalist. You've won the most prestigious award in magazine writing, the American Society of Magazine Editors Award, National Magazine Award. You're at a point in your career where you find yourself at Esquire and they give you this fluff piece. You don't do fluff pieces, but you've been assigned this fluff piece to go talk with Fred Rogers, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I ever really thought of it as a fluff piece. I mean, it was for an issue, a special issue about American heroes. We were going to celebrate American heroes. And my question at the time was Fred Rogers an American hero? I was a little bit too old for Fred at the time, but I didn't grow up with him. I didn't have that experience of coming home from school every day and watching him, put on his sneakers and put on a sweater. That wasn't my experience. And so Fred was the guy that, to me, he was the guy that people made fun of.
Right.
So I went out not knowing what to expect. And then I meet Fred Rogers. So, and it was a life-changing event.
Well, the movie, the way it was depicted upon your meeting of Fred Rogers is that here you are to interview him, and somehow the roles get reversed, huh?
Yeah. Fred was, he was one of the great practitioners of journalistic jujitsu. I mean, he definitely turned almost every question into a question about myself rather than a question about him. And he was, extraordinarily good at it. And, you know, in his own way, he was extraordinarily disciplined at it, too. People think of Fred as a nice man, the soft man, the soft-spoken man. But Fred had a tremendous amount of discipline and a tremendous amount of purpose. And it definitely enabled him to turn the tables.
I'm glad to hear you say in terms of a man on purpose, because for those of us that are more familiar with Fred Rogers, understanding his spiritual background as a Presbyterian pastor and a student of the Word, he was one that was definitely driven by humility, so much so that what was always most important, it seemed, were the people who entered into his orbit, not the other way around, though they may come to him thinking, oh my gosh, this is Fred Rogers, you know, this iconic figure and this hero. But he looked at it in quite a different contrast in terms of, you know, here's Tom Jeannot, he's meeting you, and he studied up on you. I mean, he knew who you were.
He did. But Fred also, I think, that he had a sixth sense when it came to people. I mean, even just seeing him, and there's a scene in the movie where the character, you know, that Lloyd Vogel is the name of the character who plays, I guess, a version of me. Mm-hmm. You know, when Lloyd sees him out on the street in New York City and people are crowding around him because he's, you know, he's not just a famous guy. He's a famous guy who's giving them something, who understands, even in just in the few moments that they need him, you know, kind of who they are and what they might need. And he had that kind of radar for human need. And he definitely had that radar with me and kind of began in his own way ministering to me almost as soon as he met me.
Exactly. Well, as you say, there's so many just special and sweet moments. One of my favorites, I have to tell you, Tom, was when you were in the subway and everybody started singing, right? Isn't that sweet?
Right.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. You know, yeah. I've seen the movie twice now. Mm-hmm. And the first time I saw it, I saw it completely by myself and in a screening room in New York City. And the second time I saw it at a film festival with an audience. And, you know, they're very, very different experiences because the first time I was thinking about, like, how this movie affected me. But then, I mean, the second time it was with the audience. And you know, I love the movie. And I love the movie because it you know, once again, it kind of is, it's really unusual. I mean, it's a movie that is from the get go is about forgiveness.
I mean, right.
When is the last major studio release that's about forgiveness that you see? Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, and also I would say kindness. And at a time, you know, coming out, you know, in the Thanksgiving season, it'll be coming out in November and on the big screen all over the place. I guess November 22nd, right, is the official release date?
Friday, November 22nd.
Well, I'll tell you, and America couldn't need or want a more warming movie for the holidays in terms of a spirit of kindness that is so. It's so prolific throughout this, and it's not a manufactured. It's a genuine sense of kindness. I came away, Tom, from the movie, and I just thought, wow, I really need to consider my actions in more of a kind way as a result. I mean, this is just an example, and a natural example of who Fred Rogers was.
Yeah, and I do believe that that Tom Hanks, he just does such a remarkable.
He's so incredible. I always say, I said, I'm convinced Tom Hanks could play the role of an eraser and win an award. I mean, he's just so gifted.
Yeah. Well, he's so gifted, but I think the thing that's really extraordinary what happens in the movie is that, when I saw that movie for the first time, I was kind of, you go into it thinking, well, can Tom, Hanks play Fred? But, the minute he addresses the audience, the minute he begins talking, that was just in. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's because, he doesn't like try to imitate Fred Rogers. He just sort of embodies Fred Rogers, and he uses his own natural kindness and his own natural decency, and just allows that kind of to happen. He just kind of slows himself down, and it's just a wonder how that he's not just a person playing Fred. He has the spirit of Fred in that movie, and it's an amazing thing to watch.
Well, when we talked with Noah and Micah, the filmmakers and writers, of the film, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, it was interesting because I said, when you were writing it, did you write this with Tom Hanks in mind? I mean, because it just seems like it's so hand in glove. And he said, well, as a matter of fact, between us, we did, but we never thought in a million years that Tom Hanks would play the role of Fred Rogers.
Right. No, exactly. I mean, and I remember when I got the phone call that Tom, had been cast, and it was definitely one of those things. I was like, wow. So this is different. This is number one, it's a movie. It's one of those rare movies that's going to get made,
Mm-hmm.
And number two, it has a chance to affect and influence a lot of people.
Well, oftentimes in death, people's lives are, elevated and almost the language becomes hyperbolic and exaggerated. But for Fred Rogers, what you saw is what you got, right?
Yeah, he was not playing Mr. Rogers. He was Mr. Rogers at all times. I mean, Fred was the same on the screen as he was off the screen. He was the same off the screen as he was on the screen. He had that presence, and I do believe that that he was like that because he also he was that, but he also worked at it.
Yeah,
it was, and it's one of the things I really love about the movie is that it doesn't make his example seem unattainable. Mm-hmm. It makes it very, very clear that this is something that he worked at. And it's one of the things I'm really grateful to Mariel Heller and to the director, and also to to Micah and Noah for really, really bringing it out.
Well, what a gift, and what a gift will be coming your way in theaters on November the 22nd. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. It only takes one person to inspire a world of kindness based on the true story of Mr. Fred Rogers and a meeting with Tom Junot.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know.